Let's begin. Okay, so previously on Shir, we were discussing the Gemara in the very, very beginning of Kiddushin, and the idea of, on the one hand, the Gemara says, oh, you know, there's this Lashon D'Oraisa of Miknis, and separately there's this Lishna D'Rabbanan of Mitkadeshet, right? And that, you know, on the one hand, we really want to emphasize across the whole board, across all of Shas, we always call it Kiddushin, but separately there's this Lashon of Kinyan, which you know, we really wanted to like make a point of at the very beginning of the Masechta. Right, we saw a few different approaches in the Rishonim. The mainstream approach in the Rishonim is either A, it's more of a linguistic point. We're trying to point out that Kinyan Kesef works and there's this sort of right, legal mechanism being invoked, but that's really the whole of it. We saw Tosafos really goes in the direction of that there is a real legal process that we are going to call Kinyan. Right, there's Kinyan. Kinyan has the Choshen Mishpa part of Kinyan, and then there's the Eben Ezra part of Kinyan. Right, there's you know Kinyan Legabe Seder Nashim, and there's Kinyan Legabe Seder Nezikin, two totally different things. Right, they're part of one broader category of like you know making legal formal you know formal changes or formal legal formal agreements that affect status changes, and right they can be you know they're totally different spheres. But at the end of the day, we want to mention that there. We really want to emphasize also, right? That it's very nice to say like, oh, like we exchanged vows and it was such a beautiful ceremony. But also that, right? There was something really legal happening as well. Right? There's a legal process being undergone. Right? So Tosa says it's a Kinyan Isha. So it has nothing to do with Kinyan Mamon. But, right? It's very important to talk about the fact that it's not just oh, Mu'edas Mekudeshes Rak Li, right? Because if you did that anywhere else, that would be meaningless. Right, the Mikudesh's Mu'edas Rakli, while both being a very romantic statement, also has legal teeth, right? And that legal impact, right, is very important to us. Right, so Tosa says it's not Kinyan in you know sort of the Choshen Mishpat sense, but it's a Kinyan Ishus, and the importance is that we're emphasizing that there's a formal process going on as well. Now, right, let's say the Rajba. Interestingly enough, said, no, there is a Kinyan, and the Kinyan we're talking about in terms of the process, in terms of the action that you're doing, the Maisa Kinyan is a Maisa Kinyan, right? And Maisa Kinyan is sort of the same, right, across the board, both in Chol Shem Mishpa and in Eben and Ezer, both in Nashim and in Ezekin, but, right, he makes a big point of saying that the Chalos is not a Chalos Kinyan, right? You didn't acquire anyone, you didn't acquire a wife. Right, you created Ishus, but the action that you do in order to create Ishus is a Maisa Kinyan, right? So the Rashba is sort of the first person, first you know one on our chart to say that we're going to split between the action and the Totsah. The Maisa is a Maisa Kinyan, the Totsah is a Totsah of Ishus, right? But there is a Maisa Kinyan going on, right? Now one of the reasons or one of the things that he says based on that. Is going to be very relevant to our shir because the conclusion of that Gemara, right, it says, oh, so why are we, if we're talking about Niknes, why don't we say Ha'ish Kone, right? Why do we say Ha'ish Kone? Why don't we say, why don't we say Ha'ish Kone? Why do we say Ha'isha Niknes? Right, it's just a very strange Lasha. So the Gemara, right, says, why do we say Ha'ish, why don't we say Ha'ish Kone? Ibar Seima, Itana Kone, Havamina filu bal karcha, tana ha'isha nicknames, dimidaita in, shalomidaita la. Hold on 1 second, because there are magnetiles crashing in the background. You okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, Sean's getting ready for circus. He's already building magnetile sickos in the background. So, right, so the Gemara says, oh, one of the reasons why we had to say, Ha'isha Niknes and not Ha'ish Kone is right because who's doing that physical action? Who's right? Who's moving things around? Who's taking a ring and like you know moving it from one hand to the other? He is right. So why don't if he's doing the physical action right and he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin right? So he's also performing the legal action. So shouldn't we say he's being Kone right? So the Gemara says Ibai Seima. Itana kone havamina filu bal karcha. I would have thought that he could do it even bal karcha. Tana ha'isha nicknames dimidaita in shalomidaita la. Right, only if you know if it's with her consent, but otherwise it wouldn't work. Right now, the kind of the problem here, right, is like, wait a second, what? Why would we think that? No? Why would we have such a havamina? It's very, very peculiar. At least, you know, I think it's very strange, because we don't generally, you know, have these sorts of things, Bal Korcha. Why would we think that? Why would he, like, you know, why would that even, like, jump into our mind? So actually the Ramban, I think, is just very nice. He says, says, first of all, when you say Heisha Niknes, is that so obvious that that's not Bal Korcha? And translate it into English. Someone translate that into English for us.
Is acquired.
Right. Is acquired. And is acquired doesn't sound particularly, you know, that she, like, her involvement and consent is particularly necessary. It doesn't say not, right? But a woman is acquired is not sort of the language that screams out to you, oh, this is like a process in which she's very, you know, she's very involved in the sense of like, oh, you know, she agreed and she signed off on it, right? Niknes sounds very passive, right? So why is it like, oh, if it says niknes, then suddenly we know that it's not Bal Korcha, right? So Ramban points out, niknes, yesh b'mashma midaita o afilu Bal Korcha. Actually, niknes could equally be understood as being midaita or Bal Korcha. V'tafasta meruba lo tafasta, v'en l'chaba ele midaita. It says, oh, but like, why would you think it's Bal Korcha, right? So if you said ha'ish koneh, so then you might say, oh, that actually kind of sounds like there's some, you know, he could do a Bal Korcha, right? So we don't want anyone to get that impression, right? That would be misleading. So in order to avoid that, we just used a vague lashon. It's not that ha'ish and niknes is clearer. It's clearly not Bal Korcha. That is his first answer. It's that it's vague. It's totally vague, and you could totally take it either way. But of course, once you could take it either way, like, why would anyone think like, oh, it works Bal Korcha, right? So just very geschmack, because he's saying what? Right? Ultimately, it's not that we really had a havamina that you can be kohen Bal Korcha, right? Why would Ishus work Bal Korcha? That doesn't make so much sense. Rather, what we're just doing is we want to avoid giving the misimpression that it does work Bal Korcha. Okay, so that's just the first answer of the Ramban. So that no havamina, you could be kohen Bal Korcha, right? We just don't want to mislead anyone into thinking, into having such a havamina. So we are avoiding having a havamina, right? Which is actually very, you know, very deliciously vague. V'achirim amru, kivan detana mikadesh midaita mashma, v'lo Bal Korcha, she'nada mikadesh davar she'no shalach. I'm skipping a little bit. He's saying, wait a second, when it says ha'ish mikadesh in the second parak, why doesn't that imply Bal Korcha? So he says, yeah, but lashon mikadesh is clearly midaita, right? It's only when we're talking about kinyan that we could have a havamina of Bal Korcha. When we're talking about kiddushin, right, then already, you know, we know that it's something that involves, you know, consent and the ratzon of both of them. So then the Ramban says, "V'li nira midiktani ha'isha v'lo ktani ha'ish, mashma she'in kinyan ze talui be'ish, eloi ta'ana nami ba." Says, right, our whole question was what? If it's the, why don't we say ha'ish kone? Because he's the one who's doing the kiddushin, right? The Ramban's answer is, that's just not accurate, right? She's just as involved as he is. Physically, right, he's physically more involved. He's the one handing over the ring, right? And he has to give her the ring. But ultimately, right, in kinyan zeh talui b'ish, ela talui nami ba. V'im haisa niknes Bal Korcho, u'lertzono ha'ish konehu. Right? So then it also teaches us not Bal Korcha, because ha'isha niknes means that, right, she might not be the active party in the kinyan, but she's not the object of the kiddushin. Right, she's a subject. Right, she is the subject of the kiddushin also. Right, together they are performing kiddushin, but she's a subject in the matter. She's equally involved, right, in terms of creating the kiddushin, and therefore, Right? Of course, it's not bal karcha. Vim haisa niknes bal karcha lertzono ha'ish konehu. Right? If it was only dependent on him, then you could say, oh, ha'ish koneh. Right? So they're both the subject, right? They're both the act, you know, the ones who are doing the kiddushin. So the Mishnah dafka says ha'isha niknes is because the subject of kiddushin, in the case of the Mishnah, is her, right? She is being mitkadeshet, or she is being niknes. So it's funny, because normally we talk about subject-object and active-passive together, right? The Mishnah, says Ramban, Dafka says, oh, right, she's being passive in terms of physically she's not doing the Maisa Kinyan, right? But she's the subject of the Kinyan, not the object, right? So it's very interesting. It's just like very cool. Like he's pointing out that the Mishnah is really sort of like splicing. On the one hand, it says, oh, she's being niknes. Right, so she's passive. So it lets you know at the end of the day that right, he's the one who has to give her the kiddushin, but the subject, right, is Aisha. Right? She is going and being niknes. She's going and getting and doing kiddushin. Yeah, Kihila.
Excuse my ignorance. Is Midata actually the opposite of Bal Korcha? Like, is Midata with her knowledge or with her consent?
Consent. Midata means consent.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. If we want, we could make it informed consent. And then it's both the usages of the term Midata. Right. So anyway, so, right, the Ramban says, oh, right, it's not that we have a real Havamina that could be Bal Korcha. Right, kind of what we're really trying to say is that she is not just, you know, the, right, she's not just, oh, she needs to have consent, but she's the object of the mice of the Kinyan or the object of the Kiddushin. He's Mekadesh, and she consents. But it's more than that, right? It's that she's also the subject of the Kiddushin. They're equal parties of the Kiddushin, right? He might be more active, but ultimately they're equal parties to the Kiddushin. So in terms of like the line of the Gemara, it's not really that there's a Havamina that we have to explain of why would it be that you think that they can do Kiddushin Bal Korcha, right? Our assumption that, of course, right, marriage is not something that can be entered into Bal Korcha. It's totally about consent of the two parties to, right, create ishus between them. The point, says the Ramban, is that we want to emphasize it's not just, you couldn't even have a Havamina of Bal Korcha because they're equal parties, okay? So that like, takes the Gemara, you know, the whole sugya very much in a different direction than what you might have thought. Okay, so for the Ramban, she's the subject of the process, she's not the object, right? Ha'isha niknes, right? She might be more passive, but she's an equal partner to it. And, Kiddushin, in Mekadesh Davar, Shalo Shayach Elav, and of course, you can't do Kiddushin while Korach, right? However, so one sec. So according to the Ramban, we're good to go in terms of the Sagia, we understand. And the point of the sugya is dafka, that they're equal parties. Very nice. What's the problem? If you don't take the Ramban's approach, right, how on earth could you have a havamina that kiddushin would be bal karcha? Right? The Ramban's answer is very compelling. It says there's no such havamina, right? Our actual point is to tell you that you couldn't have a havamina like that. Right? Because not only... right, does not work, but it's also that she's an equal party to the Kiddushin. Right, she's equally the subject who's creating the Kiddushin. But take a step back, right, when we were reading the Gemara, if you just look at Pshat Gemara, right, without the Ramban's added logic, Gemara says, Iba Seima, Itanikona Havamina Fila Bal Karcha. The Pshat of the Gemara, without right pointing out that there was a Havamina, you could have thought that it works Bal Korcha. Right? The Ramban adds an extra layer and says that it's not that we'd have a Havamina, it's that you could have had a Havamina to have a Havamina. Right? It's very nested. Right? But if you just assume that the Gemara is talking about, oh, we'd have a Havamina, you could do Bal Korcha, Kamash Malan, Midai Te'in, Shalom Midai Tola. Why would you think otherwise? Right, just like to picture it in your mind, right? You walk up to a girl, in the street, and you say, "Excuse me, do you by any chance have six fingers on your left hand?" And then she looks at you, and it's like, "Huh?" And she's like, no, I don't have six fingers on my left hand. And you go like, zwink, ha ha, Harima Kadesh is saying, you pop a ring on her finger, right? You know, it's like, if you like it, you should put a ring on it. So you just like walk up to her and, you know, she doesn't have six fingers and you pop a ring on her finger and like, oh, you're mukadeshes to me. Right? Do we have a havamina that would work? Right? It just seems very strange to me. Right? It's just very strange. It's very difficult. Why would you think that you could have kiddush makarcha? Yerachel.
I would think maybe because there is an idea of a father being like doing a reason for his katan. So I don't know. You could like extend that, like, oh, maybe I could do a deal with her father when she's not a katan. And then it could be about karcha. That's just, I feel like there is a havamina, a place for it.
Okay, very good. So if nobody killed the father, right? I am shum the comment section, right? And, you know, you're like, oh, okay, maybe you don't really mean totally bal karcha, says Rachel, right? Maybe what we're thinking is, right, we know that there's kiddushe ketana, right? The way that kiddushe ketana work is that either, right, he is the relevant party who's giving consent, or he gives consent for her, because she's a ketana, right? But maybe we'd think that, yeah, maybe, you know, there are other, I don't know, even the father, even when she's a gdola. Okay, that's very interesting. That's very good point, right? You're saying like, well, wait a second, there are other cases where, you know, where you don't necessarily need her consent. Problem with kiddushe ketana, which you avoided very, very neatly, is there is consent there, right? The question is, why is the relevant party him, the father, as opposed to the daughter? And the answer could be is that it really is either, right, he's just the relevant party while she's a ketana, or he has, you know, he's sort of like an apotropos, he's sort of like her agent, right? He's tasked with looking out her welfare, and therefore he is able to give consent for her. Right, but at the end of the day, there's still the consent. What you were pointing out is that maybe we could have a havamina that even when she's a gdola, right, she's an independent agent, right, he can provide that consent. So again, the problem would be is that by ketana, the whole point is that we have consent, right, from the relevant party. The question is, well, say, why is the father the relevant party, or why is the father able to provide consent for her? But at the end of the day, right, the consent is fully there. To extend that to a case where once we are assuming that, you know, she's no longer, right, the base of Iha, it's harder to, why do you extend that? But you're right. I mean, what you're saying is like, look, maybe there are other cases where we do have a paradigm of such a thing. Are there any other things that, like, you know, Ishus wise work about Karcha?
Well, divorce is Bal Karcha.
Okay, very good. So Gittin is Bal Karcha. We know there's a hekesh of Gittin to Kiddushin, right? V'yatza v'haisa, right? There is a parallel between the two. So how much do we say, oh, there's a parallel between Gittin and Kiddushin? If Gittin is Bal Karcha, right? If the ending of the marriage can be Bal Karcha, maybe the creation of the marriage can be Bal Karcha. Yeah, Tila.
There is an idea of forced kinyan. I mean, I don't know if that counts as Bal Karcha, but like if you pressure someone into making a kinyan, it counts. And by employing the language of kinyan here, we're kind of, you know, inferring that that might apply here as well. But the reason why I'm not so sure about that point is by saying Ha'ishani Knet, you don't fix it because you still maintain the language of kinyan.
Okay, very good. Right? So Tehila is saying, okay, well, you know, it's kind of hard to understand why we would, let's say, import the logic of Gittin to Kiddushin, right? But maybe we can change the case, right? Maybe, right, the guy walks up to a girl and says, oh, do you have six fingers on your, you know, on your left hand? And then it turns out, right, she does have six fingers on her left hand, right? And then he says, oh, I know that you killed, you know, Inigo Montoya's father, and I have Inigo Montoya's, you know, on my speed dial, and I'm going to tell him where you are, right? Unless you marry me, right? And then she says, okay, fine, right? You know, and he pops a wedding ring on her sixth finger, right? Now, we change the case a little because at the end of the day, she's still saying yes, right? She's saying yes because you have Inigo Montoya on your speed dial, but you still got her to say yes, okay? So now we're saying, okay, maybe, right, the answer isn't so much that we're going to change our perceptions of or so extensively of Kiddushin. Maybe we could change the case of what it means to be Bal Karcha, But, you know, still, it's still about karcha, because Asil is pointing out, well, wait a second, right? In two ways. One is, right, maybe that would work by a kinyan, but should that really work by Yishus? Question number one. Question number two is, even if it works by, if you think it works by kinyan, and therefore it really should work by Yishus, right, do we really help ourselves so much by saying Yishus Nikmes? Right? Very good.
The thing, though, is that if they contrast Bal Korcha with Midata, like, she does have consent in this case. Even exactly. If she doesn't. So if the idea is consent, then even a forced kinyan would work. So I don't know if that's like maybe what, I don't know how well that fits in.
Right. She's saying, well, if is, what's the paradigm? What's our, you know, what's our starting point in terms of like, do we need it to not be Bal Korcha, or do we need it to be Midaita? Right? What are we trying to say? Are we trying to say, oh, it needs to be consensual, or is it, you know, it can't have been Bal Korcha? Right? And there are like, you know, there are cases in between, right? And this is where, you know, where like, you know, like law gets very, has trouble, or, you know, where there's getting consent because, you know, you get like someone in their, you know, right state of mind when they're totally sober and they're totally relaxed, and you say, oh, you know, all things being equal, would you like to do X, Y, Z, right? And then you have somebody who, you know, who's being physically forced, right? And then let's say you put, I'm saying there's a difference between physically forcing someone to do something, right, and putting a gun to their head, right? That's already different in terms of, let's say, Dina Ritzicha, right? When it comes to Dina Ritzicha, if someone says, I'm going to pick you up and throw you onto a baby to squish it and kill it, okay, it's very graphic, but the don't do that, okay? Don't kill people or babies or anything, right? You're literally doing nothing, right? Are you chayiv to be a hargval yavor? On the one hand, right, physically you're going to end up, right, squishing and killing this kid. On the other hand, you're literally not doing anything. The other person is literally picking you up and using you as a cudgel. Are you chayav to be a hargval yavor? Right? If I remember correctly, I think that's machlokas achronim. I think the Griz says you're a pater, says that you should be shevi al taseh, meaning that it's not your hargval yavor. Adraba, the Griz says that you're chayav to be shevi al taseh. Because the argument is mi amris d'dama didach sumak tveh. Who says that your life is more valuable? Right? It doesn't say that automatically your life is less valuable, right? So you've gotten to the ultimate teku, right? You're stuck in between a rock and a hard place, or, you know, an unstoppable force meets an immovable object, right? And then what happens is that you can't do anything. So you literally just do nothing. And if the guy uses you as a rock, right? Well, you still stand still as stone and you just don't do anything, right? Because you can't choose between your life and the kid's life. You're not allowed to. Right? Other achronim say no, right? We hold that saving your life does not, right, override your obligation to, you know, to defend other people's lives. And therefore, you're not allowed to let the person throw you onto the tinuk, right? Now, what's happening is, right, do we consider you to be active, or are you doing something, right? You're letting the other person make you do something, right? When he puts your, or sorry, let me rephrase that. What's the difference? Why do we say that if the guy wants to pick you up and says, don't move, right, or I'll kill you, but I'm going to pick you up and do something with your body as a physical cudgel, or he puts a gun to your head and says, go and kill this person, right? And I think that part of the answer is that at the end of the day, you as a person are still acting, even if it's ba'onis, when the guy puts a gun to your head, right? You're still doing something. You're still acting, right? You still decided to do something. It wasn't your own decision, right? It wasn't by your own volition, but you still decided to do it, right? As opposed to the case where you're just standing still and letting the guy push you, you decided not to move, but you're not doing anything, right? When it came to the case of Kofen Osachi Omarotsani, right? There was a lot, we were talking of this 2 years ago. There's a lot of discussion about, right? There's a big difference between you do something because you want to do it, or you do something because you have to do it. You do something because, you know, you've weighed your options and it's the least unpleasant of all of the options in front of you. You do something because someone's forcing you to do it. You do something because you literally have no other choice, otherwise the person's going to kill you. Or you're not even deciding to do it at all, right? You're just, you know, you're letting it happen, right? All those are different. So when we have that spectrum, what do we, right? What do we need by kiddushin? What do we need by ishas? Right? When the guy says, oh, you know, we're kofenos achiyom erotzani, or here in the case of taluha v'kadesh, right? He pressures her into getting married, right? Is it the most important fact that she was absolutely ba'ones and she didn't agree in any way, right? Are we talking about a case where you put a gun to her head and she still says yes, right? But so you're not physically forcing, you know, you're not like being like, oh, look that way, and you whack a ring on her finger, right? You threaten her to be makabel it, but she said yes at the end of the day, right? Or you're saying like, look, you know, like I can bankrupt your family business, but unless you agree to marry me, you know, or I have connections to, or your family business is going kerplunk and I'm rich and I can save it, you know, but only if you agree to marry me, right? Or, you know, whatever. All these different things, right? Are those, you know, what's considered to be, you know, to be Bal Korcha, right? So just by pointing out that there's this like, very broad spectrum of things that like, what do we mean by Bal Korcha versus Midaita, right? Is Midaita, it has to be completely, you know, lichatchila mirosh, this is what she wants to do, right? And she has no alternative motives, ulterior motive, or, right, does it just mean it can't be Bal Korcha? It has to have consent, but consent, right, can be influenced by many things. Okay, that's sort of something that we haven't defined yet, right? And maybe, so our Havamina isn't that, oh, you can just, you know, wallop a ring on her sixth finger, right? But it's that, you know, you could, you can use your Inigo Montoya speed dial leverage. Yeah.
Is there also room to make a distinction between like a Maisa Kiyushin and like the issue that follows? Because like it's one thing. Yeah,
can.
I don't know. I'm talking out loud. It might be a bad idea. Because like it's one thing to like for her to consent to like put a ring on, and it's another thing for her to want to be your wife.
Right. Or I would say sort of a little bit the opposite is that it could be more important, you know, the creation of right. I would say like the creation of like, oh, there could be like a formal stage, which, you know, which the consent has to be more formal, right? And then the creation of, you know, Ishus later, right? Yeah, more or less what you're saying is that, you know, that later stage or the creation of a real relationship would have to be, you know, built separately. Like you can have like formal kin, like you can still have the kin and kiddushin, right? But they're not really married unless, you know, or you could say the opposite. Right. Say the kinyan, the formal stage of creating has to actually be much more involved. Right, because that's like a real legal process that they're committing to. Well, once they're legally married, right, the rest might be, you know, might be actually less, you know, less sensitive to people's consent.
Right, I was thinking it might depend on the shita of like what kiddushin is, because if I remember correctly, like the Rashba who said there's a chilek between like a masa kiddushin and the issue that follows. They're kind of two different things. One of them is like has much more legal teeth, but like they're interdependent, but they're not.
Okay, amazing. Exactly. So let's continue with let's look at the Rashba. Right. As we were so held before, we talked about get, right? Also, also Yibum might be Bal Korcha. Oh, where's the Rashba? Just skip ahead to the Rashba for a second. So the Rashba says, oh. Right, and this is exactly what Tehila has been bringing us towards. The Rashba says, look, there's the Maisa Kinyan, or more, the Maisa Kiddushin is a real Maisa Kinyan. And he's so convinced of this that, right, he says, Hechi ha'isha misham hiksha. Someone asked, Afilu tanya ha'ish kone, Hechi hava soka daiton de niknes bal korcha, de hechi matzinu makna bal korcha. How on earth could you have thought that you could be Mekadesh Bal Korcha, right? What's the sort of Havamina is that, right? Our Misha Hiksha, you know, it's sort of like, is his, you know, it's Rabbi the Ramban, who said, yeah, and the answer is, there was no Havamina. We just want you to, we want to tell you there couldn't be a Havamina. Nishta Mikde Taluha Vizavin Zvini Zvini. He says, he must have forgotten about Taluha Vizavin, right? I mean, he just asks, oh, how can we say Kiddushin Bal Korcha? He says, what do you mean? Of course, you could be Kona something Bal Korcha and Dine Mamanis. Right? Look at Baba Kama, look at Baba Metzia, look at Baba Vastra. Right? What's he doing? The Rashba Lishitaso, right, thinks the Maisa involved, right, is a Maisa Kinyan. So you could make a maisekini in Bal Karcha, not really Bal Karcha, says the Rashba, but we don't need it to be really Bal Karcha. Taluha v'kadesh kiddushav kiddushin. Agav unsa dizuzi gamra umaki and nafsha. Right? She's in a situation, the guy is pressuring her into marrying her. Right? So she could either say, I'm gonna say yes, because he's questioning me to say yes, but I don't really mean it. Right? Or she could say, look, you know, he's pressuring me into marrying him. And since I'm kind of stuck, like, okay, I guess, like, you know, we'll give it a try. Right? So, Ka'amimar. And that's exactly what Amimar was saying in Baba Basra, in Perichezgas. V'hacha lav bal karcha legamri kamar ela ka'igavna. She's not really talking about bal karcha. Right? Ka'amil and kerv ashi, da'amar haslam bi'isha in mikudeshes, dehu asa shalok hogen, asu lo shalok hogen. Rav Amimar says, oh, well, just like a Kenyan, you could have a Havamina that Kiddush, you could do Kiddush in Bal Karcha, not really Bal Karcha, but through leverage, right? You could pressure her into accepting your proposals, right? Va Amimar mitaritzla ki terutza kama mishum ditana sefa bidida va ish shansu v'kadesh kasav. Okay, fine, pause. So what's chat, says the Rashba, in a Hanami. Right, we really had a real Havamina, not for Bal Karcha, but just like Kenyan, that a pressured acceptance is still acceptance, right? Now, exactly what Tehillah is pointing out, which is the Rashba thinks that we're dealing with the Maisa Kiddushin, which is a Maisa Kenyan, right? The Chalos, right, would be Chalos Ishos, right? But of course we could have a Havamina that if you do a Maisa Kiddushin, and that Maisa Kiddushin, right, was a legit Maisa Kiddushin, which would, right, and he thinks that means Maisa Kenyan. So then if it was a good Maisa Kenyan, it works by Mamonis, so why shouldn't it work by Ishus? And his answer is actually that not only do we have a real Havamina for Kiddushin under duress, right, but, right, it's theoretically effective, it's just that there's rabbinic intervention and nullification. That who asa shloka hogan, osan lo shloka hogan, says the Rashba, means what? Taluhu v'kadesh, so here this is the sugya of taluhu v'zavin by Dine Mamanis. And the Gemara goes, oh, taluhu v'zavin zvini zvini, mai taima, kol dem izdavin inish, ilav da ansi lo have a mazvin, afil hachi zvini zvini, right? In general, people only sell things, right, because they need the money. It's like an interesting statement about economics, but, right? You don't need money, you need things. Why do you sell things? Because you need the money, right? So it's always a sale under pressure in general. Or like, let's say, I think the Gemara is really talking about you selling your personal objects, right? If you sell your personal belongings, you're not selling them because you just want money, right? You sell your personal belongings because you need the money, right? And therefore what? And we still consider it a sale. V'dilma shiny unsa dinafshe dunse dachrini. Okay, maybe if the pressure is coming externally, that's different than when it's internal. Okay, well, we have cases where we do things bal karcha. If you're chayav a korban, we can force you to bring the korban, right? But we don't force you to bring it, we force you to do it lertzoncha, right? Which gets us into that spectrum of, like, there's consent, you know, free and willing consent, and there's deciding to do it, even if you're deciding to do it for our, you know, because of external pressure. V'dilma shani hasam denichalei tehevi lekapara. Yeah, but that's in his own best interest, right? It's one thing to be able to pressure somebody for something that's their own best interest, right? As opposed to, and something that they're already obligated to do, as opposed to pressuring them into doing something totally new and something that's not in their best interest. Ela misefa v'chein ata omer b'gitei nashim kofen osar shiomerot zani shani hasam mitzvah shmoa de v'chachamim. Right? That's also different, right? It's the same basic system as problem as korban. Ela svarahu. Answer is no, it's a svara. Agav unse gamaru makne. Right. Basically, since he's stuck, I go and I pressure you into selling me, you know, into selling me something. So at the end of the day, I offer you, right, a bag of money. So, you know, I'm a big, you know, I'm a thug. I come and I'm taking your stuffed bear. Right? You love your stuffed bear. You don't want to give up your stuffed bear. But, you know, I'm a big thug. And you don't want to mess with me. So I say, I'm taking your bear and you're going to sell it to me. And I'm going to pay you, you know, here's a bag of gold. And you're like, I mean, I would never sell my bear for anything. you know? But then I'm like, and then I take the, you know, I'm like, now you're going to give me the bear, you know? And I give you the bag of gold and I say, now give me the bear, you know? And I'm like really scary and intimidating. And you give me the bear, right? Now, am I kone? The answer is, agav unse gamru makne. You know you're not getting your bear back, right? Because I'm big and scary and, you know, I made it clear that this was not an offer you can refuse. But I'm also offering you a bag of gold for the bear, right? Is it better for you to have the bear, the no bear and no gold? No, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to say, okay, at the end of the day, I'm stuck. I have no option but to give it to him. So I'll give it to him and at least I'll get the bag of gold. So at the end of the day, agav unse gamar umakne. But because you have no choice, you give in and you're machnet to him so that you also at least get the money. The Amar Meimar, Toluha the Kaddish Kiddush of Kiddushin. And Meimar says, oh, so then this should work by Kiddushin too. Amar Marbar Ravashi Amar Beisha Vade Kiddushin. He says, no. Right? That's definitely not true by Kiddushin. Who also Shaloka Hogan, the Fika Hasu Imo Shaloka Hogan, Vafki in Rabban the Kiddushin Mine. Right? He's also Shaloka Hogan. He's acting like, you know, in a totally unacceptable manner, and we are going to penalize him. And we're going to be mafkia his kiddushin, right? So Amimar, it's not so clear if Amimar is saying this lamaskan, or is he saying like, oh, you know, like a pisvar that should be applied, and Marbar Ravashi is saying, no, vadai, that's not true. Right? And across the board, kiddushin balkarcha doesn't work, right? And we're mafkia his kiddushin. Yeah. Alex.
Can I go back a second to the agav unse gamar umakne? I was just a little bit, we were really deliberating about on Chavruta how to understand this. And like, how does that answer the question? Agavunze gamar makna, I would say adarabah. Agavunze, it shouldn't work, like it's onus. Like how do you understand that phrase to actually answer the question?
So I think we're saying, right, taluhu vizavin zvini zvini, right? If you pressure someone into selling something, it's a valid sale. And the other person now owns the other object, right, and you get the money, right? So why? So it's the answer is, logically speaking, right, with someone else. If you pressure someone into selling something, right, they don't want to sell it to you. But in the bear case, right, at the end of the day, you're not getting your bear. Right? You don't have a choice in the matter. But at least you can make a profit, right? At least you can get the money out of it. So even though you don't want to be involved in this whole thing, right? You don't want to give away your bear, but you don't really have much of a choice. So since you have no choice, right? You might as well cut your losses, right? And that's basically the idea here. Agav unse gamar makne. Everybody in such a situation will cut their losses and say, look, I'm not getting my bear, but at least I can get the money, right? So agav unse, since he has no choice, Gamaru makne, he's actually, not only is he going to give you the bear, but I'm also going to actually be makne him the bear, right? And I'm going to go through with the sale, right? If you have no choice in the matter, people will generally cut their losses and accept something less, right? It's almost like, you know, how in movies, like generally, you know, you see a lot like, oh, like this big evil corporation does something evil. And then, like, the victim is like, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, like, I'm going to sue them, and I'm going to, like, you know, do, like, a whole, like, public shaming campaign. And then, like, some lawyer from the corporation comes, and he's off and says, like, oh, we're so sorry, you know, we know that you, Nebuch, you know, our evil money-grubbing ways have caused you pain, and obviously we don't want bad PR. So here's, like, you know, here's an offer of some money, right? You know, and, like, and the guy's like, you know, no, of course not. And then he's like, oh, okay, you know, like just if you don't sign this, like, you know, this agreement to like never publicly shame us, and we're not giving you the money. And then the guy's like, but you know, but like you guys are bad. And they're like, oh yeah, we, you know, sorry about that. We are pretty bad, but you know, like you're not going to win anyway. You're never going to like actually get any, you know, succeed in like bringing us down, you know. And then the guy's like, oh, you know, like you are offering me a lot of money. You know, at the end of the day, like, he's going to cut his losses. He'll take the money, right? He's not going to try to, you know, to, like, get justice. And then every once in a while, like, you know, like, in, like, the movies where, like, the person involved is really the protagonist, so they usually, like, you know, throw the lawyer out, and they say, no way, you know, I'm gonna bring you guys to justice. And the point is, ultimately, right, people will generally cut their losses, and they'll take the money, right, and say, like, okay, like, it's unjust, and it's not fair, and I I would never do it. But once I'm already stuck and I have no really, you know, no option of getting what I really want, you know, so then fine, I'll give you my bear and at least I'll get the money. Right? So Amimar says, okay, at the end of the day, right, you know, he's pressuring her into marrying her and marrying him. So, you know, at least if she says yes, so then she's going to say, okay, you know, like, I guess whatever, I'll try, we'll try it out. Right? Worst case, could always, I don't know, guess get divorced or if, you know, if it's a six-fingered man, so then you can always, you know, like throw it in the middle of the night or something. But I'm not sure exactly what the, if it's perfectly applicable, but I think the idea essentially is like, look, you know, she's accepting, she's being forced into saying yes. But once she's saying yes and she, you know, she's willing to say yes, she could just say no, right? No way. And he says, oh, but I'll call in and go on and tell you right now, I have him on speed dial, right? So she, you know, she could say like, no way, right? Deal with it. Like, tough luck, you know? You can call Inigo Montoya and tell him I killed his father, but like, I'm not going to marry you, right? But once she says yes, once a person in this sort of situation says yes, right, they'll usually cut their losses. So in this case, you say, I'm not going to marry you. But once she says, I will marry you, right, then we can assume that she's cutting her losses. That's the logic. So the way the Gemara sounds of Marbar Ravashi is that really in a Hanan should technically work, right? And the reason why it doesn't work is because the Rabbanan get involved and they say, this is not an acceptable state of affairs, right? On a very technical level, that might work, but that's totally unacceptable, right? That's morally reprehensible, and we're going to get involved, and we're going to, right? We're going to stop this, right? But the Rajba says, oh, but you see, fundamentally, we're really just following the Dine Mamonis. Except what? Obviously, we have a moral, right? We have a moral repugnance to such a setup. And marriage should never be cutting your losses. So Mamela, right, the Rabbanan say, you know, we're getting involved and we're going to be mafkia his kiddushin. But that is that's separate, right? That's rabbinic intervention. Okay? Now, this is all very much of the Rajbala Shitaso, because fundamentally, the Maisa kiddushin is Mamonis, right? Right? As we're pointing out, the Totsah, right, is really Ishus. So you could do the Maisa Kiddushin, right, according to Dini Mamonis rules, right? And then it should work. But of course, right, at the end of the day, Ishus is Ishus, not Mamon. So it's a state of affairs that we're not willing to tolerate and we find morally reprehensible, right? So the Rabbanan's job is to rectify, right, the wrongs that are being perpetrated, you know, through technically acceptable means, right? Technically it works, morally it's reprehensible. They're about to come in and say, okay, well, you know, we're gonna stop this. Okay? So that's really the Rajba Shita. Fundamentally, right, it works just like Kinyan by Mamon, right? But Taluva Kaddish Kidusha Kidushin, Agavunse Dzuzi Gamra Makne Nafsha, but we hold, right, that they're afkin Rabbanon the Kidushe Mine. Okay, so I just, that's just, you know, in terms of Kiddushin Bal Korcha, the Ramban said, you know, oh, of course it's nonsensical to talk about Kiddushin Bal Korcha, right? Because she's an equal party. But, it's right, she's an equal party. So the point of the Gemara is just to say that she's an equal party and therefore you couldn't even have such a havam. The Rajba says, oh, actually, it is conceivable, right? We're just talking about consent under duress, parallel to Kinyane Mamon. And fundamentally, right, Kiddushin is very much, in terms of the action involved, in terms of the Maisa Kiddushin, is very much a Maisa Kinyan. And if it works by Kinyan and Mamon, it works also by Kiddushin. Just, right, obviously the morally, Ish and the Totsah of Ishus is a different Totsah. So of course we wouldn't tolerate such a situation. And then of course we're going to come and neutralize it. Okay? Now, the Meiri, just to flesh out a little more, and then we're going to continue with, the Meiri points out, says, look, you know, ma shi yatza lanu, we meant, l'inyan psak, she'isha inu mitzkadesh bakarcha, afo pi she'in lashon hamikra mochiachin, lehedya, it's not really so clear in the pasuk, right? Because it says, isha, you know, kikach ish isha ba'ala, just sort of telling you a story. It doesn't really tell you how it's going about. Hare kikach afal karcha mashma. וכן הוא בעלה, וכל שכן שהשטר בקידושין יוצא לנו מהקה של גט, הוא כבר ידעת שאישה מתגרשת בעל כורחה. He says, wait a second, right? Gershon's בעל כורחה, Yibam's בעל כורחה, right? מכל מקום, אין זה צריך קרא. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that Ishus can't be בעל כורחה, אם כן, לא הנחת מס לעבר מבינו. Right? Then, you know, no woman is safe from, you know, from any unsuitable suitor who decides he wants to marry her, right? It'll be unconscionable, right? V'harei af b'shar d'varamein shomekach miskayim bonus. Oh, and also, like, you can never have, you know, any like a mekach be bonus, so why would you have any havim in the kiddushin? And what's cool is that he puts that at the end as like as a throwaway line, right? Af b'shar d'varamein shomekach. He says, and why, you wouldn't even think by other things. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, we don't do things, you know, things generally don't work. Anything that involves two parties isn't bal korcha. Right? But his reasoning of why in Kiddushin Bal Korcha is what? In Zet Tzarech Kra. You don't need a pasuk. You don't need a makor. You don't need to tell me that it doesn't work Bal Korcha. In Kain Lo Hanach Debas La'avramir. That just be like morally inconceivable. Right? So what's Gishmak is that the Meiri is saying there, you could have theoretically have a Havamina, because you could say, oh, what about Get Bal Korcha? What about Yibam Bal Korcha? Right? But his maskana is that of course you couldn't. You don't need a makor, though, to reject this havamina. It's a havamina that on legal grounds you could start thinking about, but it's so more, you know, so you know, morally repugnant that it's obviously just not possible. Right? It's not that we needed to get involved rabbinically, right? He just says, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that kiddushin is not bal korcha because lo hanach debas la'avram avinu, that would just be untenable. Right? So the Rajba says, oh, you know, there's a Havamina by a specific case of Taluha V'Kaddish, right? And his answer is, right, there's a real Havamina, but at the end of the day, Rabbana, and it really would work under Taluha V'Kaddish. The Meiri says, there's never a Havamina. There is a Havamina because, oh, what about Get? What about Yibum? But of course it can't be true by Kiddushin, right? The Ramban says there's never a Havamina, right? Because it's just, she's an equal partner. So why would you even think that? Right? I mean, the Ramban is saying legally there's no Havamina. The Meiri is saying like legally you could start thinking about a Havamina, but like you could never have a real Havamina that would ever be true Lamaskana. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me. You don't need a Lima to teach me that it can't be Bal Korcha. It's obvious that it can't be Bal Korcha. Right? And I think what the Meiri is saying is a little bit along the lines of like what Tila was pointing out before, is that even if you think that in terms of like the Kinyan, right, you would be able to, let's say, do the Maisa Kinyan Bal Korcha, right? You couldn't create Ishus Bal Korcha, right? And then the day of the Totsah is you're trying to create Ishus. You can't have Ishus Bal Korcha, right? Ishus is a relationship. Right? So the Meir just says, you could maybe talk about like, oh, the legal process, right? At some point, what's Yibum? Yibum is really, at least Pashas in the Gemara's in Yibamos, it's a continuation of the dead brother's marriage, right? In which case, they're really already married. So Yivam can be Bal Korcha because it's really just an acknowledgement of an Ishus that already exists, or a Kinyan that already exists. There's already Kiddushin. Pasha says Yivam is just straight to Nisuin because there's already Kiddushin there. Right? A Get is Bal Korcha, right? Because you're burning your bridges. Right? You don't necessarily need consent to burn your bridges, right? You need consent to build bridges, to create a relationship. Right? But says Mary, but of course you couldn't. So you could say, oh, but like, you know, they're both talking about, you know, Ishus, because at the end of the day, you can't have Ishus be Bal Korcha. So in a certain sense, it's more powerful than the Ramban. Because the Ramban's saying, she's an equal partner, so of course we have no Havamina of Bal Korcha. Right? For the Meiri, saying, at the end of the day, we're trying to create Ishus. Ishus can't be Bal Korcha. So even if you did have a real Havamina, right, it would just be obvious that it's wrong. Yeah, Tila.
I feel like we're about to run into some really big linguistic problems, because at the end of the day, we still say Hayishani Knet. And even more than that, we say Hayavamani Knet. So how can you use the same lashon to prove that there's no, you know, Kiddushin Bal Korcha for the woman, but there can be Kiddushin Bal Korcha for the Yavama? So I don't really understand the Gemara solution anymore.
So for the Ramban, the point is just that it's not really trying to address that so much as say that she's the Isha is the nickname, and she's an equal partner in the process. And then Mamela, you know that, right? It's not Bal Korcha. When it comes to Yibam, Right, Yibum is just a totally different bag of beans. Right, Yibum is already, they're already have Kiddushin. They just need Nisuin.
Right, now, I understand the Svaro, like, in the chart. I'm just, the way I understand the Gemara is just Hava mean that there could be Kiddushin Bal Korcha, and we say Hayishani Knet instead of Ha'ish Konet, and we fixed it. Right. So that means that there's something about formulating it in terms of Hayishani Knet that
communicates. The formulation of Ha'isha as opposed to Ha'ish.
Right, but when you say Hayavamani Knet, would that not communicate the same thing?
So, yeah, so the Rishonim go into that. I mean, basically, either there you can say, like, yeah, well, you know, we have a separate, you know, point which tells us that explicitly, so that we don't need that. Or that at the end of the day, you know, that, like, oh, we can blame on, you know, parallelism to the Mishnah beforehand, but in a Hanami. But you're right. It is like, it's the lashon, the linguistic point, I think, is actually, I think that's part of what the Rishonim are saying. It's like, wait a second, this linguistic point is not so helpful, right? It's important that we phrased it. I mean, the Ramban just says, oh, we talked about the Isha as opposed to the Ish because we want to point that she's an equal partner, right? For the Meiri, again, the real point is that we don't want to say anywhere that Ha'ish Kone as if, like, oh, he can do a Bal Korcha, right? But once we didn't explicitly say that he could do a Bal Korcha, of course he can't do a Bal Korcha. Right, for the Rajba, you could do it Bal Karcha, right? I think actually, in terms of the linguistics, the Rajba kind of works out the best, because for the Rajba, we said, oh, Ha'isha Niknes, you know, it's sort of saying, like, well, actually, Ish can't do it Bal Karcha, practically speaking, but she really is Niknes. So we're not telling you that he could do it Bal Karcha, and therefore we're kind of assuming that you can't, but the reasoning is not because fundamentally, right, she's not being Niknes, and then just like Dini Mamunas, Taluha v'zaven, zvini zvini, so taluha v'kaddish kiddush of kiddushin, it's just that avkin rabban on the kiddushin meaning. Right? Your point about the linguistics is really good, is that at the end of the day, the saying that he'isha niknes shouldn't really solve everything in terms of just like the pure lashon of the Mishnah and saying, oh, here's a list of rules, by the way, it can't be Bal Karcha. Right? But what that does is that shows that this point in the Gemara or the formulation in the Mishnah is actually really trying to, you know, it seems like it's saying something much more fundamental about what's going on. So the Ramban says, oh, it's not really that it's telling us that it's not Bal Korcha, because it didn't do a very good job of doing that. It was telling us that she's an equal participant. Mimela, if she's an equal participant, can't be Bal Korcha. The Meiri is saying also, right, once we don't say Ha'ish Kone, we said Ha'ish Niknes, right? So Ha'ish Kone implies that she's the only one who's doing anything, and maybe just like, if he's the only active party, so yeah, maybe just like a get, you know, is Bal Korcha, maybe you could think Kiddush is Bal Korcha. Obviously that's impossible, right? So we don't want to formulate it that way, so we formulated it the alternative, Ha'isha Niknes, right? Not because that proves that it can't be Bal Korcha, but it can't be Bal Korcha, and we just didn't want to imply that it is, right? For the Rajba, we're really taking that Lashon seriously, right? That you're right. Tim's pointing out, Ha'isha Niknes also sounds like it could be Bal Karcha, right? Just not as much as Ha'ish Kone. So the Rajma says, that's exactly right, right? It doesn't sound as much Bal Karcha, but because it's also somewhat Bal Karcha, L'maskana is not Bal Karcha simply because, right, Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Yemineh, but Taluha V'Zavin or Taluha V'Kaddish should work, right? So the Rajba is really saying, oh, well, the mechanism involved is very much the same as any Dine Mamunis mechanism. It's the basic mechanism of, you know, of contractual consent. And contractual consent can be created even under duress. So that would also be true by Kiddushin. The way you make Kiddushin is through contractual consent. At the end of the day, the result is going to be, you know, is Ishas, right? But the formal process that you're going through is just contractual consent in terms of the action that you need to do. So the Raj says, yeah, but if you can do that by Mamunis, you can do it here. And contractual consent is sufficient, except that the Rabbanan get involved and say, like, you know, no way, buddy. Right? But what everyone's sort of bothered by is that the Gemara, you know, the Havamina is a weird Havamina, and the change of language doesn't help us so much either. Right? So what everyone's really saying is that ultimately, you know, we're kind of back to however we generally really view Kiddushin. The Ramban says we view Kiddushin as, right, them as equal, you know, it's an equal, equal partners or equal participants in creating ishus between them. And, you know, the Meiri is saying like, oh, you're supposed to create ishus. So that's all about, right, the ratzon of the two of them and the kedusha between them. And of course, we couldn't, it couldn't be that it was, you know, works about parcha, right? That just wouldn't make ishus ishus. But the Rajba says, oh, it's a kinyan. So if it's a ma'aser kinyan, so yeah, really it should work. If it's consent, even if it's under duress. Okay. Right? I just say another thing, you know, the Meiri says, right? And what if you did Talua the Kaddish, right? Afilu Amra Rotza Ani, even if she says, yeah, okay, I want to be married to you. Kolshenit Barasha Ansua Acha Amra Rotza Ani, Inim Kudeshes, Achashalo Amra Rotza Ani, Elamitocha Ones. Right? He just says, oh, you know, Varaya Brura Lazeh from the Gemara Baba Basra. What's so funny? The Meiri is taking from the Gemara Baba Basra, right, like exactly the opposite of what the Rajba did. The Rajba said, oh, you see from the Gemara Baba Basra that it only worked, that it really should have worked, right? And it didn't work Lamaskana, right? And that's only because of rabbinic involvement. The Meiri says, of course Kiddushin has to be Midaita. And you see it, that not only does Kiddushin have to be Midaita, but even Taluha the Kaddish doesn't work, right? Because Kiddushin needs to be Midaita, right? Meaning the Rajba said, oh, you're right, you can't do it with Meones, but you could do it with, as long as there's consent under duress, Meikra, then it should work, and then the Rabbanan and Mafkia. And you see that from Baba Basra. The Meiri says, no, you see that you always need consent, and you, even if you got consent under duress, it doesn't count as consent, because you always need consent. You need complete consent. And you see that from the Gemara Baba Basra, that Talua V'Kaddish doesn't even work, even though it works by Mammon. Right? So you see that the Rajba and the Meiri are coming from opposite directions. The Meiri is saying you're trying to create Ishus, right? And therefore, of course, Baal Korcha, you need complete consent, right? While the Rajba is saying, oh, you're just trying to create contractual consent, so it should really work. And the only reason why is it doesn't work at the end of the day is because the Rabbanan got involved and said, like, you know, you can't just, you can't, like, you know, strong arm a woman into marrying you. Okay? We're going to end here with one, just very quickly, one line around the Rambam. I'm going to fix this in 1 second, okay? With like just two lines of the Rambam ignores this whole sugya. He ignores the Gemara. He ignores the Gemara Baba Basra. He just says, he just like, you know, leaves it as like a mic drop, as like, a davar pashat. In isha mit kadeshes ela lertzona, ba mekadesh isha ba korcha, in a mekadeshes. Right? It's an axiom. It's axiomatic that marriage is consensual, right? Marriage is all about that it's lertzona. Kiddushin has to be lertzona, and therefore, obviously, you know, if you do a Baal Korcha in a Mekudeshes, and Taluha V'Kaddish wouldn't work. Right? So the Rambam says, oh, Kiddushin Baal Korcha, just inconceivable. Right? It's just like, oh, you couldn't even conceive of Kiddushin Baal Korcha. Just not a thing. Right? Why would you even think that? So for the Rambam, it's not only, there's no Havamina, there's a Havamina, but it's like completely Nidche. For the Rajba, it's like a real Havamina, and like even the Maskana, it's mostly true. For the Rambam doesn't even get into it. It's like, Kiddushin is obviously Midaita, right? So, you know, for the Meiri, it's like absurd and abhorrent to say that you could have Kiddushin Baal Korcha. For the Rambam, you just can't even conceive of it. It's just like, obviously, Kiddushin is Midaita. The whole point of Kiddushin is Midaita, right? I think the Rambam sees the act of Kiddushin as all about creating her consent. In which case, you obviously can't have it, Baal Korcha, right? The whole point of Maisa Kiddushin is to get her to consent to marry you. We're going to get into that Shitas Rambam a lot in the next few sugyos, but the Rambam very much sees Kiddushin as being getting her to consent to marry you. In which case, you obviously can't do that Baal Korcha, right? That's literally missing the Ikar Chasar Min HaSeifa. Okay, so we're going to stop here, and we'll continue next.